Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while, as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook prepared upstairs to his bedroom a few minutes ago to change into a fresh shirt. He's just now returning. Listen.
Whatever become of my blue knitted necktie?
Gee, I don't know.
Not on my rack.
Well, your neckties aren't in my department, Dick. It's up to you to keep track of them yourself.
I denied a knee sufferer give me that tie for Christmas. It's a darn good one. Must have cost $3 or $4.
Well, maybe it'll show up when I'm dusting tomorrow.
Where's Chuck and Daddy?
Out in the kitchen doing the supper dishes.
Oh?
They insisted and ordered me to come in here and rest.
Nice of them.
It was nice of them.
Well, I'm not being sarcastic, kiddo.
Oh, I know you're not. Your shirt looks nice.
Thanks.
I think a white shirt dresses a man up, even if his other clothes is tacky.
What time do you expect Fred and Ruthie?
Oh, any time. 7:30, 7:45. Any place kind of halfway and around through there.
How are we going to work the cards? Only four can play 500. Do you suppose it's...
They have such fun. Well, they do.
Well, get that chip off your shoulder, Dr. Sleet. I'm not being sarcastic.
No.
My elbow.
Not my mother's cut glass green elbows. Oh, well, that's what I get for using it. I'll have had more sense.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the 90s. Wonder the world never got smashed years ago.
I'm not talking after all. Not even kids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you kids be careful after this.
Stop bumping my elbow.
Johnny, stop bumping his elbow. It was sweet of him to offer to do the supper dishes. And insist I come in here and rest and not lift my little finger.
Uh-huh.
It's awful sweet.
Yeah. What are we going to do about cards when Fred and Ruthie get here?
Cut in and out?
It would be awkward, wouldn't it? Only four can play at a time. Leaves two guys to twiddle their thumbs.
Well, play something else besides 500. Rummy.
Oh, six people in a rummy game, each getting dealt seven cards, makes 42 cards distributed. Only leaves 10 in the pack. So I'm afraid it would be a clumsy, unwieldy setup.
How about that game on... Why did you almost jump out of your chair just then?
Why did you?
Well, I do kind of have to brace myself when Chuck and Dottie laugh like that. I guess the noise gives me a shock or something. Isn't that the way it is with you?
Oh, I don't mind.
You do, too.
No.
When Chuck and Dottie scream and holler, you tighten up all over and grit your teeth.
Gee, I don't realize I'm doing it.
It's nice of you, Vic.
Nice of me?
To be so forbearing with my friends.
Oh, now, dear, what are you talking about?
No, but it is. You've been just as sweet and patient as you can be. Oh. Stop it. Stop it. For goodness sake, stop it.
Hey, here, kid, you.
I've been listening to it all day long.
No, but you're the guy that...
listening to it all day long. You haven't.
Is it all right with you and my great daddy's arms, baby?
Oh!
About spending the evening with Fred and Ruthie tonight and playing a card game suitable for six people. My pocket. Oh.
I made him holler on the bed, Dad. Oh, you
I started to say, I thought we might try Uncle Fletcher's card game where the
horse. The furniture ought to be here by tomorrow, the next day.
Well?
Maybe the day after that. Surely won't require a whole week.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I could stand the whole week.
Oh.
He was both of them in the house all day and every day, laughing and yelling and carrying on. A person's nerves get through her. What's the matter?
Mother, they're chasing me.
Mother,
find the mother, can't you?
Oh, listen, don't you go. Won't anybody protect me?
If I get my hands on you, you rough neck.
Oh, don't go out the front. Daddy, please. Chuck, don't go out the front. Don't go out the front. The neighbors. Oh, my.
Guess he's going to chase her around the house? No. No, I guess he's chasing up Virginia toward Kelsey's cheek.
What'll Mr. and Mrs. Carl, Mr. and Mrs. Donahue think?
Oh, I don't imagine they'll think anything.
Vic, I know they'll be different when they're moved in next door and get settled.
Sure.
See, they're kind of halfway showing off in front of us now. On their company manners.
Yeah.
Chuck's not the rowdy, loudmouth clown he makes himself out to be. They'll be dandy neighbors once they're established.
Sure.
And there won't be any constant running back and forth all day either.
Uh-huh.
Dottie and I talked about that. Dottie's got common sense, even if she does behave like a nitwit sometimes.
Yes. Say, about tonight, though, when Fred and Ruthie come,
I'm apprehensive about tonight, too.
Apprehensive about tonight?
There's a feeling between Ruthie and Dottie.
Oh?
They both of them seem to think the other one's out to take picks.
Huh.
Neither one of them actually is, but they're, oh, suspicious, I guess you'd call it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's uncomfortable.
See, I guess Chuck must have chased Dottie clear up.
And then there's Chuck and Fred.
They haven't met each other, have they?
No, and that's what I'm apprehensive about.
Why?
Fred's not going to stand for Chuck's big talk. Why, I bet he's not here 5 minutes before Chuck made him mad as a wet hen. Fred's not the kind of a man that can stand people slapping him on the back and screaming loud silly jokes and bragging and blowing.
Telephone's ringing. Very likely to do Tooth Johnson.
I hope it's Fred and Ruthie saying they're not coming.
Oh, now, kiddo, don't...
Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Donahue.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just... Yes. No, not at all. Well, it's just... Oh, really? Why, I bet you were. No, it's just my company, Mr. and Mrs. Brain People. Yes, yeah, such a jolly couple. Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry if you were alarmed, Miss Donahue. Oh, sure. You bet. Goodbye, Miss Donahue.
Come on, Donahue, get the impression.
Somebody chasing somebody and couldn't make out who was who.
Yeah.
Wonder what she thinks about Chuck and Dottie moving in next door.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure they'll settle down.
Oh, of course.
They're bound to settle down.
Yeah.
They've got to settle down.
Mm.
Golly, I wish their furniture would get here. I don't think I can stand much more. Huh?
Our chums, I think. Well, by George, he must have chased her clean around the barn. They're coming back from the opposite direction.
What time is it?
Oh, a little after 7, I guess.
Well, his friend Ruthie weren't coming.
Oh, the road is coming half a mile.
Why must he laugh? Why must he laugh?
Oh, high spirited kid that way.
Oh,
we're back over there.
Well, did you tell him really run around the block?
Yes, sir, me, sir.
My life.
Oh,
you ought to take such violent exercise, Dottie. A girl of your weight and build, they say she'd be cutting.
Now, what are you sitting there like a lump of lead for, Dick?
Oh, just taking it easy. I always feel kind of quiet after me. Maybe I'm getting to be an old man.
Dottie,
like
you remember that old man in Des Moines, Iowa, that tried to switch hats with me in the rat?
Yes, tell about that.
Okay.
This is funny, Kendall. Uh-huh. Tell about it, Chuck.
Well, this old Duke was sitting there in this restaurant. I noticed he saw me hang my hat on the hook. Well, pretty quick, he got up and moseyed over, and I said...
Yeah, I tell what you said.
I said, look, Duke, I said, that happens to be my hat.
Chuck, be quiet.
What'd you say, Sadie?
I say be quiet.
Look here, Sadie, are you telling me
I'm
to...
telling you, be quiet. Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. For goodness sake, be quiet.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.